A new 50-cedi note will be introduced onto the market next month. This is part of the Bank of Ghana's efforts to discourage fraudsters from printing counterfeits of the notes. At a media briefing in Accra, the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Millicent Nah, said the bank is being proactive in response to technological advancements across the globe. Mercy Darkon reports.
The new 50-cedi note has the image of a green cocoa pod which replaces the hologram on the current one. The color of the pod turns blue when tilted and a rolling bar sparkles when moved up and down. The note will have the 50 figure written in dark green instead of the gold on the old currency. The new note also has an iridescent band as an added security feature. All other features, including the engraved portraits of the Big Six, the map for the blind and partially sighted, remain unchanged. According to the Deputy Governor, Millicent Nah, the note has been counterfeited due to its high value, hence the need for upgrading the security features. He noted that this is also to ensure that the banknote security is not compromised.
The Bank of Ghana has decided to introduce an upgraded 50 Ghana cedi note denomination with enhanced security features into circulation to replace the existing one. Like most currency notes the world over, the Ghana cedi banknotes have been under pressure from counterfeiters, both internal and external, with the 50 Ghana cedi banknote being the most sophisticatedly counterfeited due to its high value.
Responding to some questions, the governor, Kwesi Emisa Arthur, said through the BNI, the bank has been able to track down some counterfeiters.
When we were authenticating cedi notes that had been brought to us from the commercial banks, we found a very good quality counterfeit. Through the investigations of the Bureau of National Investigations, they were able to track the individuals in Ghana who were responsible for this. Our information is that the notes came from outside the country, but they were such good quality that it was obvious that nobody would have done that level of sophisticated counterfeiting for only 20 notes. So we felt that there was a large amount somewhere out there somewhere which were being brought into the country quietly and slowly. So some people are on trial for that effort, and we've been out watching the development. So the first thing we want to do to secure the money is for the counterfeiters, wherever they are, not to be able to bring any more in to debase the value of our currency. So we are going to check how quickly we know the notes that we have put out, and as the notes come in, we'll be authenticating them. If we find that all the money that we have put out have come back and we have exchanged it one for one, then there will be no need to keep this thing on.
The old bank notes will run concurrently with the upgraded bank notes and will both be accepted as a legal tender in the payments for goods and services until the end of the core circulation period. Thereafter, the old notes can only be exchanged at the Bank of Ghana or any bank in Ghana.
Mercy Darkon reporting.